In the 18th century, the estate had four kitchen gardens. This space, entirely enclosed by a stone wall, is the largest of them. Its entire output was intended for the estate's owners. Another large garden, next to the old farm buildings, supplied the needs of the farm and its occupants. The large enclosed garden is nearly 2 hectares in extent, 180 meters by 100 meters. It's divided into 8 squares, each of which is subdivided into 4 triangular plots. From the 1750s to the 1770s, Charles Whateley, a gardener by trade, looked after this fine space. Among other things, he grew beans, peas, turnips, cabbages, onions, celery, and canadas, a term for potatoes. Charles Whateley also looked after the borders, the hop field, the hedges, the hornbeam avenues, the boxwood bushes, the paths, and the fruit trees, in particular those growing along the walls. Here too, there was plenty of variety, with apples, plums, pears, peaches, and apricots.